Since 1986, the Idaho Small Business Development Center, or SBDC, has been empowering business owners and entrepreneurs to grow their businesses through no-cost, confidential consulting and affordable business training. With six locations throughout the state, the Idaho SBDC serves 44 of our counties and is part of the nation's largest business assistance programs covering all U.S. states and territories. So here today to talk more about this service is Doug Covey, State Director for the SBDC, and Matt Vittoro, owner of Predictable Writer, a company that utilizes the services of SBDC. So welcome to the program.
Great. Thank you.
Oh, thank you, John.
So Doug, I know you're new on the job. And what made you decide that, you know, this is where you wanted to be?
So I came as a regional director, mm-hmm. so one of those centers that you talked about 3 years ago, and really have had the chance to tour a little bit more of the state, not only within the region. So we cover the southwest part of Idaho, but having the chance to be able to go to other parts of the state, see other regional directors and see their businesses really kind of gave me a more global within the state of Idaho perspective, which really got me excited about this opportunity.
So how does this actually work? Because, I mean, this is no cost. I mean, Matt, you came to the SBDC and why? Tell me why you thought, you know, you needed something like this.
Well, really, the reason why I came to the SBDC is, right, as the saying goes, you don't know what you don't know. And so I was looking for help and some guidance and when I was starting up my business, Predictable Ride. And so then I did a web search and looked around and came across the SBDC and met up with actually Will when I went out there the first time and realized after talking with Will and learning about their consulting services and the place that you can go to get additional resources and help answer questions and get the guidance that you need to be successful, I realized that's the place where I wanted to be.
So had you opened your business already and then just needed, you know, some training or some guidance, or did you have just a business idea?
No, I had actually started my business in the sense that I had set it up through the state of Idaho. I had started working with an initial customer to develop the product, but I hadn't gotten any customers yet. So it was really early on in the process. And I realized that there was a lot more to starting the business than just creating software and finding one customer, right? It's how do you grow it? How do you market it? How do you find the right customer fit and develop it from there?
Because you might have a good business idea, but if you don't know how to run a business,
exactly.
That can be the problem.
Yeah, exactly. Yeah.
So then, Doug, how in the world does this actually work? Because this is a no-cost. I mean, people can come in and get guidance. I mean, there are certain things like training that may cost, but
right.
But how in the world can you do this?
So we there's three funding mechanisms that help us and provide that service at no cost. First is with the Small Business Administration, the SBA provides a third of that funding. Then our legislators appropriate funds. And then our host, which is Boise State, will also match those funds as well. So everybody contributes a third, to be able to offer that service. So all of our staff are paid. There's no volunteers that are providing the coaching and the consulting out of the SBDC. So that we do. There are fees. There are fees with some training. Matt came in to, we have two business accelerators, one downtown Boise that's part of the City of Boise asset called the Boise Business Accelerator. And then in Nampa, we have a 38,000 square foot facility, has light industrial space, and actually host businesses there that actually need space. So some of them, they've been working out of their house. And so there's cost to leasing that, but there's no cost for the consulting. So we say, well, you're either getting the consulting for free or the space for free, but there is a fee.
But you're not paying for both.
Right. But there's an accountability that goes with that. And I think what Matt, you know, what we see so often is, you know, businesses that have the idea, they've got their business entities created, but what they're really looking for is the feasibility and that discovery. And so taking them through a process to help them understand is part of that whole process.
I'm speaking with Doug Covey, State Director for the SBDC, and Matt Vittoro, owner of Predictable Ride, talking about what the SBDC is. So one of the questions I have, too, is that you have offices around the state and serving 44 counties. Why is something like this needed? in Idaho, a service like this?
So I guess it ties back into a lot of where we and why we receive the funding. So, you know, it's job creation, mm-hmm. right? So the fact that we can help raise the bar with entrepreneurs and small businesses. In fact, we work with a lot of existing businesses. So the Power portfolio, about 60% of the companies that we work with are already existing. But it's around job starts. It's around job creation. If they're looking for capital, they need to get their financial house in order. They can work with our experts to help them navigate those decisions that will need to be made. And then the other is that their sales are growing, and so it prospers the economy. And then if we are able to extend our reach, then the effective nature is that the state economy starts to grow. So this isn't just unique to Idaho. There's SBDCs. It's a national network. So every state has a similar model that that Idaho has as well.
And Matt, once you went to SBDC, what's happened to your business? Did it grow? Did it do what you wanted it to do?
Yes, it's been continuing to grow year after year, which is fantastic. We've been adding new schools to track their buses. We've been adding new clients and parents and registering. We've been looking. We started to look for what's our niche and how are we going to compete against the other school bus tracking systems out there. And that was one of the great benefits of the SBDC, is they provided a class to help me as a business owner review what we're doing and go out and provide techniques on how do you find out and discover what your niche is and test that hypothesis and try it out.
Do you think that your business would be where it is now if you had not used these services?
Oh, I'm absolutely certain it wouldn't be. And so I think just the SBDC has provided so many benefits, whether it be consulting, whether it be office space, whether it be classes to attend to do that. I wouldn't be here without that. And I think the biggest benefit for the SBDC that they provided is just they've opened up their network of business connections to me and to my business. And so if I don't know where to go, I can go talk to Doug or one of the other SBDC consultants and say, I'm interested in finding out more about this. And they can help provide that feedback and direct me to the right person or place.
And Doug, you do deal with small businesses, but some of these businesses have grown to be, I believe, they export, correct?
Oh, yeah. Yeah, absolutely. So, you know, the word small is kind of a misnomer,
right?
Because, you know, the companies, for different stages, right? I mean, we have companies that we work with that have 50 to 100 employees that have revenue, you know, that's around $25 million. But on average, when you look at across the state, you know, it's around 100 to 200,000. It's maybe one or two type of folks that are operating and running it. Matt really hits on a key point about like that level of accountability. Just on my way over here, I was leaving our office, saw one of our clients, and mentioned that she has a standing meeting with one of our consultants weekly to really hold that level of accountability in kind of this trusted, the only agenda is to see the success of the business owner work through and kind of discover for themselves this what their needs are and help them process that. So it's a sounding board, but it's also laying out strategy and helping them execute that by just being there, asking the questions, coming at it from different angles that they may not necessarily think about it. It's very lonely running a company by yourself.
Right, exactly. It's kind of lonely all by yourself.
Yeah.
So who can utilize the service? I mean, are there certain criteria that a business has to meet or that an individual has to meet?
You know, first and foremost you want to have the help, right? So the coachability of an individual is most critical to us. And the idea is that they have a repeatable, scalable business model. So they may think that they have it. And then part of our job is to help them find out, go talk to people, get out of your office and go see and ask firsthand. So when we see companies that are that understand the coachability, and we'll have those conversations with them just starting to, you know, understand what their needs mm-hmm. are, help them navigate through that. Then we'll start getting down into the root cause of what they're really after for maybe the first 30 days. And then the 60 days will come, 90 days, and we start helping them build action plans and strategy models to execute on that.
Does someone actually have to have a business in place, or can they come in and say, I, you know what, I've got this idea?
Yeah, there's a lot of ideas out there. It's a matter of executing them to create a company is another. So we hold monthly trainings, a business base camp that allows those companies to come in, understand like the business structure side of it, and not just us. And, you know, SCORE offers that. The SBA offers that. There's a number of local resources that you can access training about how do I start it. We'll start teaching them around business modeling. That helps them kind of move along that trajectory. So we'll work with any kind of stage of company, but we'll really try to steer them in a direction that's going to be most useful for their time and also for our consultants' time. And some of that might just be starting with a training, and some of it might be going directly, in Matt's case, directly with a consultant to start get busy with their business.
We'll make sure that we put a link to your website up on our website today in case we've got some business owners out there listening or an entrepreneur with a potentially great idea if you want to get a hold of the SBDC. I'd like to thank my guest today, Doug Covey, State Director for the SBDC, and Matt Vitura, owner of Predictable Ride. Thank you both for coming in today.
Thank you, Gemma.
Great, thanks.